Jason Grilley joins us on Sports Byline, fine pitcher for the Braves, who's going into his 16th Major League season. And, of course, he is the son of the former Major League pitcher, Steve Grilley, as well. Jason, does it feel like 16 years to you? Take me back to those early days and how they're different from what they are right now.
Well, actually, you're miscounting a little bit. I have a couple of injured years in there, too, so it, that makes it a little bit longer. But, you know, I'm just as excited. I'm so revved up. The Braves pursued me real hard, which always makes you feel good. And the best part of it is I'm close proximity to spring training. I actually get to live at home this spring training. So my off season kind of continues in a sense because I get to come home and not have to make two more moves. I don't have to pack two more times with me and my family. So it's a wonderful blessing in that in itself. But, yeah, I still feel the same. I'm working out a little bit harder because you have to the older you get. But I still feel the same. I love and respect this game. And I'm going to do the same things I did with the same amount of passion as I did when I was wet behind the ears at 20 years old and signed my first professional contract.
I saw the injured years on your resume, and those are tough years for professional athletes because, you know, especially the first time you get hurt and it takes you out of action. How did you handle those years when you had to deal with injuries?
You know, I think it's a process, just anything in life. When you have adversity, you know, it always seems so much worse than it is, and when you can go look back at it in hindsight, I think you would agree to that. But we've all had our adverse situations, and there's some that even when you are playing, you know, happen throughout the year, whether it's a bad outing, a bad week, a bad month, a bad whatever. You know, you have adversity and you have bad moments, but that's the thing about baseball is you got to come back prepared the next day. As you say, all the cliches of having a short-term memory, all that stuff. But, you know, I think just through that, I learned something about myself and how bad I really wanted to play because when you're injured, there's also new guys looking to take your spot, and those opportunities open up for those guys. So, you know, health is a big issue for everybody playing this game, and to stay healthy for as long as we have to through a, you know, grinding season, it's key. But, you know, I learned a lot about myself, just even in the down times. It, you know, sometimes even the goods when the bads come is I had a blessing of being home with my family in my house, albeit a kind of a nervous and scary time, but I got to spend a full year with my kids and my wife. So, you know, I tried to look at the positives as well as the negatives and what I took from that, and it's made me a better person and a better player.
How much have you relied on your dad? Because he has the experience. He's been down that road as a major league pitcher before you, and I remember Joe Morgan, the Hall of Famer, telling me one time when we were talking, he said, the one thing you have to remember, no matter what position you play in baseball, is that you got to keep balance. Some days you go 0 for 4, other days you go 4 for 4. What has he given you as far as advice to deal with the various aspects of your career?
Well, I think the greatest thing about, you know, my father's and I relationship isn't just baseball. It's just, you know, fortunately for me, I had a father, a great father, and he just happened to be a ball player. And we have that in common that we both love and share the game. And he passed the baton on to me, his knowledge and his love for the game. I still don't think I love it as much as he does because I haven't seen somebody as sick about baseball as my father. But, you know, I definitely still call him nearly every day and bounce a lot of things off him, not just baseball-wise, but, you know, life-wise. And we've grown around baseball. And, you know, even when there's not anything to talk about, you know, baseball is always an easy topic to go to. So the friendship that I have with my father is special. And to share things about, you know, my career and how it's interlocked with his and crossing paths with people that he's played with that are now some coaches that I've been around or they've been my coach, it's been really cool. And, you know, I'm just so tickled that, you know, and I know he is too. He's just like, man, you know, this is great that you keep going and you're doing things that I couldn't do, and he's living, you know, some of his good moments with me. But we just have such a good rapport and sharing it and spreading it. And I'm doing the same thing with my two sons, you know, whether they wound up being professional or not. I just want to let them do what they love to do, and they're already kind of copycatting me and knowing what I do. So it's it's kind of just a thing that happened through osmosis, I guess. You see, you want to be your father, and like I said previously, my dad and I had a good relationship. He just happened to be a pro ball player. So fortunately, he taught me everything he knew, and it worked out for me.
Jason, one of the things I'm interested in, and I was looking forward to talking to you and asking you this question, because, yes, it's pitching, but if you're a starting pitcher, you pretty much know what the rhythm is going to be. Every fifth day, they're going to hand me, or fifth game, they're going to hand me the ball. But when you're a reliever, you're sitting out there in the bullpen with a lot of time on your hands, and hopefully the game doesn't get out of hand early, so you really kind of can relax a little bit at the beginning. Take me through the personality osmosis that a reliever goes through as they go into a game, not knowing when they're going to get called, and also as they go through a ball game as well.
Well, I think it's kind of like being a fireman, you know. You never know when there's a call coming and your heart will race, but it's something I take the approach to get down there early, whether or just pay attention to every pitch ever since I was a reliever, because kind of you got to be ready mentally, even though you're not starting the game like a starting pitcher does, and preparing yourself hours before the game. You know, during the game, you know, you're kind of just watching every pitch, because you can kind of go over the scouting report prior to, but you might pick up something different as you're watching the game and paying attention to what situations you might come into. So as the game goes on, I usually stretch about the fifth inning, just stay loose, kind of get the adrenaline starting to go, the blood flowing go, and then the adrenaline really, you know, rushes, like I said, when that call comes and you get in there. So, you know, it's just always got to – don't ever be caught off guard. I think that's the worst thing you can do as a relief pitcher, is not thinking you're going to go in that day, and then you get the call and you're in. So lesson learned, if you're new to the bullpen, that's something that you should never do. But I learned it quick, you know, and like I said, I've done everything from the front to the back to the middle, and, you know, I've kind of done it all, but it's just the same. You know, every time you go out there, you still just got to pitch and pitch your game.
What if you get up and you're warming up and you may go in and then all of a sudden they're not needed or you're not needed, and then the next inning you're needed? How hard is it to get back up into the emotional range that you have to be in?
Well, again, it's just staying ready. I think once you get the call and you get going, you get your arm firing, and, you know, there's days when you're running on fumes and your body may say, I don't want to go, but mentally you have to be in it and push that day. So, you know, it's always staying on, and you know, I kind of get disappointed when it's like, man, you're calling me to get ready, and, you know, you want to get in there, you know, because like I said, it's a time to go to battle, and every time that bell rings, you want to get in there and help your team win, so, or pick up the guy that's in front of you. You know, it's always a thing, too. There's just such a camaraderie down in the bullpen that, you know, we're just out there trying to help each other out, because if you have a bad outing or, you know, you got some guys on base, it can affect, you know, some of the days that you're out there that could turn into really bad numbers. So, you know, we all try to pick each other up. We know how it works. And, you know, I really enjoy it. I relish it more even now. So being a starter, even though they make more money, that people say that's the better job. I like being able to play almost once every two or every 3 days as a relief pitcher.
Yeah, the other thing, too, I know is that the bullpen is a special culture. You guys, but relievers, let's face it, are a little bit of a different type out there. What are some of the funnier stories that you've shared with your teammates in the bullpen over the years?
Oh, man. I don't know if we have enough time, man. You know, it's just, like I said, in between all the paying attention, there's a lot of not paying attention, you know what I mean? There's some free time, and I think that's what keeps us loose, because you have to, and you know, you're going in some high key situations, and you want to be ready, you want to be loose. So if you're on all the time and you're tense every pitch and you're tense all the time, it's not going to bode well for you. So you got to be a little bit nuts, you got to be a little bit funny, you got to be a little bit lackadaisical. But like I said, when that bell rings, it's all about getting in there and doing what you know you're capable of doing. But God, I can't think of, you caught me off guard with a great funny story. I don't know, we're really off the top of my head. I guess I could say I sometimes, my adrenaline's going all the time. Guys make fun of me because I do throw up every now and again, just because I'm so revved up to go in there. It's not a fear thing. I laugh when I'm doing it, because I know that's when I know if I don't throw up, I'm actually mad, because I know that my adrenaline's not going as high as I want it to.
Gives new meaning to the spitball, doesn't it?
long as I'm not doing it on the mound, you know.
You were drafted by the Yankees, and you decided to go on to college and pitch at Seton Hall. And you had a great game at Seton Hall. One game you struck out 18. And I'm just wondering, did you ever have that battle about, yeah, I really want to be a starter? Or did you feel comfortable in becoming a reliever? Because sometimes there's an ego clash. I talked to Dennis Eckersley about that one time because he was one of those guys that was a pretty good starter, but he, you know, made it to the Hall of Fame because he was a reliever.
Yeah. You know, I can't, it's hard to say. I mean, I've had some good games in the big leagues. I don't think I got a fair shake at it to say, yo, here's 30 starts. And I was a first round pick, you know, that was drafted as a starter. So it's hard to say for me. It just kind of, you know, I didn't really make the decision to say, oh, I want to be a reliever. It was, the decision was kind of made for me. Like I said, just through the teams I was with, the guys that were stockpiled, or who the new guy draft pick was, or, you know, just the way my career, injuries related stuff, you know, I kind of kept getting in behind the eight ball, so to speak, and the relief pitching kind of just came on. I was like, well, if this is the way, I'd rather be in the big leagues, being in the bullpen, than starting in the minor leagues. You know, that's kind of the thing. I think you kind of make that decision real easy for yourself. But no, it was never really an ego thing. Like, geez, I mean, sure, we all wished. What would have happened if I got that opportunity? I don't know. You know, maybe I would have been a 15-game winner or a number 3-4 starter. I don't know. You know, but I think just being able to can say that I'm a big league pitcher, and I've done some cool things during my tenure as a pitcher. That speaks volumes for me and anybody else for that matter. I think if you go out and you can just show people that you're capable of throwing the ball and doing the things your ability allows you to do, it doesn't matter whether you're a starter or reliever. As long as you have a hand in the wins and picking up your teammates, that's all that matters to me.
We only have a couple of minutes left, and I might tell everybody, if you want to read a wonderful book about his life, his career, and the challenges, and it's a great pick up and read, just check out his book called Just My Game. You played in the American League, now back in the National League. You've pitched for the Phillies, the Pirates, the Rockies, in the American League, the Marlins, the White Sox, the Tigers, the Rangers, the Indians. Do you see much of a difference between the two leagues as far as pitching to hitters?
Oh, definitely. You got the DH in there, and
right,
you have to face guys like Big Poppy instead of maybe, you know, the pitcher or a pinch hitter coming off the bench in certain situations. So, yeah, definitely the American League is a slugger's league. You better have your curveball with you and your tool belt working more so than not. Not that you can't do that in the National League, and not to take it away from any of the good hitters in the National League. It's just a different brand of baseball. You know, it's a power game. It's a faster game. I saw that even when I was traded last year from Pittsburgh to Anaheim. It's just a different brand of baseball. I mean, we were kidding. I was kidding around going like, geez, you know, you got Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, and Hamilton all bam, bam, bam. And I'm surrounded by a whole bunch of other guys that are getting on base and can poke it out too, like Calhoun, our leadoff hitter. And they're putting up field goals left and right. And I'm going, this is crazy, you know? I was like, maybe I want to go back to the National League, even though I'm watching my own teammates do this, because I'm like, this is what's going to happen every night. We're going to be here a while, you know? So it's just a different brand of baseball, but, you know, interleague play comes into it, and, you know, it's always fun to match up against other teams and, you know, the way the leagues play their game, so.
We only got about 30 seconds left, but is there a moment that's kind of indelible to you in your career to this point, Jason?
Yeah, I got a good one. My home run, my first big league win, the All-Star game has been cool. You know, having a clinching game, getting us into the playoffs with helping out with a great cast that we had in Pittsburgh, playing that wild card game. I mean, there's been so many. I've been in the World Series. I think I've covered it other than the one that I don't have is winning the World Series. And every player will tell you that when they go into camp. We all want to win, and you know, I'm going to take that with to the Atlanta Braves, that attitude, and I know the guys that are there want the same thing. So that's our goal, as it is every spring training with every team. But you know, I'm hoping that we can get in, get our foot in the door, and it's anybody's chance to do that once we get into the playoffs, man.
Jason, I want to thank you. Always enjoy talking with you. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline. Congratulations again on that fine book, Just My Game. Take care.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Jason Grilley with us. Double-digit years in the major leagues, and you'll see him in an Atlanta Braves uniform. We continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.